Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moodle, Crystal City. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west, and your Washington Commanders are 2-1.
Yeah.
Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
Man, I am feeling good, man. Got me a 10-mile ride in this morning. Walked 2 miles. I'm ready to rock.
A lot easier to walk and ride and get it all going after a straight-up ass-kicking yesterday.
You're right about that, Jay. They balled, man. I'm serious. They balled yesterday. And say what you want about who they're playing, but they have to come out and be dominant like that. And I think when the big men, when the big guys play like they did, the little guys can go out there and just, you know, be they can prosper.
What? Listen, man, it was midway through the second quarter when – Vegas had their best drive of the game, really their only drive until straight garbage time.
Uh-huh.
Midway through the second quarter, 9-play, 80-yard drive to tie it up 10-10. And you could feel it in the stadium like, dude, Washington is dominating this game and somehow it's tied. And it's an easy, you point to Mariota's fumble and then the missed field goal and then a couple penalties here and there, and you're like, that's how you let bad teams stick around.
Yeah.
That's how you kind of just let a game slip out of your hands.
Yep.
And what happened from there? Big plays.
Pedal to the metal, baby.
Jeremy McNichols busts a 60-yard touchdown run. He must have broke 4 or 5 tackles.
Bruh. I talked to that kid. I told you last week I talked with him. I was at the kickoff of the Girls Flag Football League.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, man, B, I've been in the league 9 years now, bro. He said, I just have a comfort level. And yesterday, see, like, that was a 9-year guy. Because they hit him. Nobody ever hit his legs. Everybody kept just hitting him up top like he's going to just go down. And when he jumped off the outside, I didn't know he had that type of speed, though.
It was really poor tackling from the Raiders, but he deserves all credit.
Hell yeah.
Because he just ran through it and then hit the burners. So that makes it 17-10. The game started. What really stands out to me, Brian, explosive plays from all levels, and just complimentary football.
Yeah.
Because special teams, the first play of the game,
yes.
Debo almost house calls that kickoff return.
Debo.
He goes 70, and I loved what Washington did, the way Cliff called it. 5 straight runs. It's 4 straight runs, then they call a pass. Mariota calls his own number, 7-0. That was like the exact shot out of a cannon start this team needed.
Yeah, they need that. And listen. The thing I just love looking at, you see the guys out there that have a little veteran thing. Like, you know, you hear me talk about the old guys. Old guys can play. Von Miller got his sack. I think Dorrance could have had another 1 or 2. just the young buck stood up. Connerly had problems week before last. He stood up yesterday. You know,
well,
hit the one hole, but overall he was in their lap, and he was sitting there.
I thought they had a really good plan with Crosby. They gave him help. They ran on that first drive.
They ran at him.
So we know Bates is out. What are you going to do with Bates out? They just put three tight ends on the field. They were in 13 a lot. They were able to run the ball downhill, establish that right away. You know, DQ makes a big decision to...
Well, we got to just applaud DQ. He took the hardest hit of anybody on the field, and he got up. He got up and kept... I texted him last night. I said, Coach, you all right? He said, I might be, Mitch. Got to keep going.
So. Well, dude, for a coach that talks about resilience and perseverance and you get knocked down, and it's not about getting knocked down. It's about how you get back up.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard for that not to be a rallying point. And Bobby Wagner told a story last night in the locker room that DQ was legit getting tended to medically.
Yeah.
And so Bobby was about to address the team. So people think like halftime's only what, 12 minutes or something now? And the bulk of that time is medical equipment and
adjustments.
Yeah. There's only like a real speech is like 2 minutes. Like there's not a lot of time.
It may not be 2 minutes. It may be about 20, 30 seconds.
Right. Yeah. Like it's not a ton of time for that. And when DQ came out from medical, and I mean, you could just see his face is busted up.
Uh-huh.
And all the players were like, he gave us a hell of a speech. Can't say what he said on TV, but he gave us a hell of a speech.
Hey, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Totally.
I said, you okay? He just put sometimes, LOL.
So you come out of halftime, and I really want to just let you talk on this one. Like, as it happened, I was so excited for you because I know you've developed a relationship with the young man. Vegas punts Jalen Lane at his own 10, 90-yard house call.
Yeah. Listen, the way he caught it where you could see first step upfield, and the one thing I've been talk about and I said about my return game as well, you take that first step upfield, those guys that are coming down, they begin to slow down and coast because they're affected. If you keep going backwards or sideways, they never break stride. And if they don't break stride, what happens? Most coaches teach trail techniques. So your guy is trailing him, and they're going to keep chasing. When you start upfield, they slow down. Now they can get on those blocks. You watch him when he started getting into where the bulk of the people were. Guys' bodies were on bodies. And when he got out to the little pole punter, the punter was done. He legit 4.38.
Yeah, the speed's
and
real.
He can fly. Then I told Rock Cartwright earlier, I said, bro, he's been close. He's going to get one. And Rock hit me after he broke that. Was like, B. Mitch, you called it. I thought he almost came out the other one. So I texted him last night. I said, great run. I said, but I thought you almost came out the other one too. He said, yeah, I did. So, you know, it's like you keep hitting it. And what happens in that, you keep hitting it like he's hitting it, the blocking gets more confident, you know. In practice,
everybody's looking at
in practice, what I would do is go 30, 40 yards, full speed. So when you got into the game, if they can be blocking and get you to that 30, 40-yard point, you should be able to go the rest of the way. And I was thoroughly impressed with special teams, the return game yesterday, say like that.
I mean, that play was electric. McNichol's play was electric.
Yeah.
Debo's first kickoff return was electric. When you get big plays like that, it completely changed the game. Then the way the defense played, they had 5 sacks. To your point, could have been more. Bobby got 2 sacks. Dorrance was really good throughout the game. Like, his final stat line will read 5 tackles, 1 sack, but he was really good throughout the game.
He was pressuring. He affected the game. You know, I just think one of those that's a situation where
I thought Kinlaw was really good.
Yeah. It's like when you get in the game every once in a while, Jay, you know the guy in front of you can't handle you. You know what you tell coach? Coach, I'm just gonna whip his ass all day. I understand you calling some different stuff. I'm going to the quarterback. And Dorrance was getting there all damn day long. You know, like a couple of sacks that they missed. You miss Geno, then he just gets out and he makes a damn good play, good pass play. I think they got to just learn more about slowing up right at that point of attack. Because if you're going full speed, the offensive lineman not going to stop following you. He's going to just push the pass guy. If they slow up a little more, you get a block in the back, or whatever, but you can get the damn quarterback.
I thought Mariota was really good yesterday.
He was.
He finished the game 15-21 for 207 with a touchdown, had another 40 on the ground, did have the fumble. He's just trying to make a play. Like, there are turnovers that are dumb and boneheaded. Then there's just guys trying to make plays. Like, I'm not going to kill him for that. Especially,
remember I told you, it's when you make those bad plays. He made it early.
Yeah,
He was able to come back from that. Totally. If he had done that late on a drive that could secure a game, then that would have been a problem. But he did it early. He was able to bounce back from it.
Think about the young guys that got involved last night. And really,
Luke?
Yeah, how about Luke's?
Luke got the end zone, baby.
Just a really nice route, and then he showed that speed to the corner. I was happy for Luke because there's a real disconnect in how coaches talk about Luke and how fans have talked about Luke. And I understand the production hasn't been there, the actual productivity on the field statistically. So you're just happy for him, and then you see Terry run over again. Terry is the godfather of this at this point, of going to get the actual ball for Luke. There's some cool, let's be real. After the way things.
I thought Terry was in. When you go back and look at it, when he lays out that knee never touches the ground and the shin is on top of the other guy's arm, I hate the fact that they didn't give that to him.
You'd like to just let him get the damn touchdown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
and that's another explosive play. When this offense is at its best, you get explosives.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you had McCaffrey scored on a 43-yard touchdown. McLaurin had a 56-yard catch, which if it was
60-yard return by Debo, a 90-yard touchdown by Lane.
With Debo, you would understand this today, 24 hours later, are you really excited by the return, or are you pissed that you didn't get to house call it?
You'd probably be pissed that you didn't house call it, but, he's excited about the return, but everybody kept asking me, B-Mitch, because, you didn't hear much from him after the return. I say, well, it's early in the year, and he did lose 20 pounds. He may not be in the complete shape that he is, because, normally you go to the house, you don't have much left. Unless you're in tip-top shape. And you saw Jalen was ready to rock again.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, so they started asking me in Santana, did we ever have two in a game? And I was like, well, I had one in New Orleans where I went for 100 and they called it back. And then later on, a punt return, just a few minutes later, I went 74 on him. So, I was ready to kick it then. But Debo, he's going to look at what move he could have given somebody. If he stayed outside, I think he could have gone on in there.
Yeah, he kind of cut it back in. Yeah. Lane finished the game 5 returns for 127 yards, averaged 25 a pop. Now, obviously, some of that is going to be skewed by a 90-yarder, but he's been really good. When they drafted him, we both said they've addressed punt return, and that's been a hole for this organization. Debo, Luke had a nice return. He had
one time they had Jalen Lane back on kickoff return, too, late on in the game.
Right.
And they kicked it to Luke. That's the one where Luke had the long one.
Right.
So those two, I think, could be, Debo being a guy who runs a lot of offense, those two back there could be deadly, believe me. Luke and Jalen.
Totally. It was a true team win. Got to really compliment the defense. The stats get a little skewed because it was 34-10 in the fourth quarter. And then the Raiders got a couple scores, pretty much junk time at that point. When they cut it to 10 in the fourth quarter, that's when Luke hit the one just to lock this thing up and make it 41-24. But Washington's defense, at various points in this game, it was, pretty dominant. At one point in the second half, I believe, Washington had more return yards than Vegas had total yards. Think about that.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy. Just the amount of highlight level plays were really enjoyable in that game. I think DQ, his mindset and attitude is just so – it's just such a – we will take on any punch. And then to actually.
He has a militaristic mindset.
Just to get rocked like that and not. He didn't want to entertain it whatsoever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he eventually laughed about it a little bit, but it was a different.
Yeah, when he went back, I saw that head whipped and hit that. I was like, ooh, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, dude. He got wrecked. So Matt Gay, how about Vegas at the end of the first half? So Dan Quinn takes the big hit, right? And I think everybody was kind of worried about him. They run Matt Gay out there for the field goal. He kicks it, but Vegas took the timeout to ice him.
Mm-hmm.
He missed that one. Then he made the next one. He really needed that.
Oh, he needed it bad.
And they remain confident in him. So that's how I wouldn't expect, you know what I mean? I wouldn't expect much competition, any of that this week. But the vibes in that
stadium.
He's
going to have to get more consistent, though. He's going to have to start knocking them down. Don't have a miss because that's troubling.
Dude, they missed. He kicked a kickoff out of bounds. That can't happen.
Yeah.
That just cannot happen. So there's definitely some pressure on Gay. I think the other kind of concerning stuff coming out of there is more injuries piling up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the Terry situation, you don't know what's up there. It was interesting. When players get injured, a lot of times they don't talk to the media. Usually that's like head injury stuff, uh-huh. or if it's like a significant injury. But Terry didn't talk yesterday. He was out of there pretty quick. That could mean nothing. Could mean, you know, his in-laws were in town, whatever. Like, he might have just wanted to get out of there. We did not get to talk to Terry to ask him about the quad.
Mm-hmm.
The Will Harris thing is concerning. Rappaport saying it's a broken bone in his leg. That's a legit concern.
Yeah.
I don't think Rapp's incorrect on that. I don't think he would report it. Harris has been good for them. It is. There's a lot going on
that comes down to which bone, because like some bones you can be back in some weeks. Some of them you're not.
Yeah, I'm trying to find exactly what. I want to say he said fibula. Don't quote me on that. I Googled Harris, and all I got was Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. So let me try. let me try Will Harris. I believe he said fibula, but let me. Yeah, so Rap Sheet said fibula. Which one is
that's
that?
That's the smaller one.
Is that the front?
No, that's the one that's kind of like the side part.
So from the knee.
The bigger one is the tibia.
Okay, knee down to the foot, right?
That's the tibia.
Okay.
The fibula is the one that's attached a little bit on the backside. I believe.
Sounds like that's at least 6-8 weeks.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, you can be back on the field with like 6-7.
Well, lots to monitor, but the vibe.
That's the one T.O. played with.
Oh, wow. The vibes were incredibly high yesterday. I think everybody at that stadium enjoyed themselves. Really cool moment before, maybe it was like during the first quarter, and they showed the RFK news and then put Josh and Marjorie Harris up on the big screen.
Yeah.
And that place went crazy.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see. Logan Paulson's going to join us at 11. We'll open the phone lines up after that. Really, really great day for Washington. They're now 2-1 heading to Atlanta. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with Rood, the systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, nothing clanging around in the middle of the night. You just get peace of mind. The way Rood makes your home so comfortable, humidity control. If you control the humidity, you control the temperature, and they can do it efficiently, even in the most extreme conditions. You get comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you can also save a bunch of cash.
Yep.
You could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more about that.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
It ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the the beard from LSU.
Yeah, Darius Geis.
Yeah.
Remember, Darius Geis got Ron Rivera fired with that one, the highlight of his career in Washington. That was the longest run by a Washington running back since Darius Geis in week 13 of the 2019 season.
When Ron was in Carolina.
Yeah. Ron got fired after that game. It's the longest touchdown run by a Washington player since Steven Sims in week 5, 2019. Who'd they play in week 5, 2019? They must have kicked their ass. longest
the Dolphins?
If you just randomly remember week 5, 2019, shout out to you, Landfill.
Wasn't that the first game after Jay got fired?
Yeah.
And they played the Dolphins because the Dolphins were tanking that year?
Down in Miami, yeah. And they had the big lead, and then they benched, who was that quarterback, Rosen? They benched Rosen at halftime and brought Fitz in, and Fitz brought him all the way back.
Yeah, Fitz started balling.
That was the longest touchdown run by a Washington running back since Adrian Peterson in week 13 of 2018. That was in Philly, I think, when Mark Sanchez handed him the ball. It was a highlight of Mark Sanchez.
1 yard line?
Yeah,
he
Washington
went
career.
The whole way?
All right, Landfill, what was your favorite play yesterday?
My favorite play was the McNichols touchdown, just basically for the reasons you've been saying the last couple of seasons. I just think that the running game hasn't been going at all, and it's incredibly frustrating to watch 1 and 2 yard runs all the time. It would be fantastic if they could get that going. I really enjoyed seeing that yesterday.
I also, that was a point in the game they needed it. It was 10-10, and everybody was butt tight in Northwest Stadium. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's like, dude, how are they hanging around here? And then McNichols breaks that. Then DQ gets trucked. Matt Gay's able to make one before halftime, a 56-yarder, and bang, it's a 10-point lead going into halftime.
They should have had another at least 17 points.
They left a lot on the table in the first half, but they didn't in the second. Jeffrey, you're kind of the chief vibes officer over at Northwest Stadium. You know how people are feeling. How much fun did you have? Were you DJing yesterday or just hanging?
Yes, I was DJing Legends Plaza yesterday.
He did both of them. He didn't just DJ. He was hanging too.
Confident in that. Were you DJing pregame or halftime?
Both.
What were the vibes like pregame?
Oh, they were lit. Even though it was a loss last week, this fan base is back. It's like a quarterback now. We forgot about that. We on to the next week. That's out of our mind. Everyone came in excited to play.
What was it like at halftime then?
Oh, it was still lit.
Okay.
You know, everyone came up to me, hey man, we gotta do this. I said, it's second half, let's watch. And it turned up. My favorite play yesterday though. It's really two, and the real reason these two plays is because the energy in the stadium was crazy. First play of the game on the kickoff, when Debo took it back, it was so loud. I'm breaking down my speakers to put them on the stage from the band. You can just feel the rumble right in Legends Plaza.
Yeah.
And then when Terry McLaurin, they should have challenged that play because it was a touchdown.
They did. I thought he did.
No. The problem is it was ruled a touchdown. Then expedited review said he was short. So if the review says it's short, you're not going to challenge it because they just reviewed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they need to take more time.
If they look at that arm, his shin was on top of a boy's arm.
Yes, and he was in the air. But what made that play the most exciting play, an eruption of Terry.
It was awesome. It was loud as hell right in front of me.
It was just a good feeling. Yesterday was just it was needed. That win was needed. It didn't start out how we all wanted it to, but it was needed. It was real neat, and that's how you were supposed to handle business yesterday.
Yeah,
it you're totally right. It's what they needed to do. They had the long break. Vegas had short rest. I think Washington's good. I think Vegas is bad. That's how it's supposed to look.
Yep.
And nothing's ever going to be easy in the NFL. Ask Green Bay yesterday.
That was shocking.
It was a little tight at various times, but that's how it's supposed to finish. White Brian, as a Giants fan, what was your favorite play yesterday? One of the Russ picks? How he hit the goalposts on fourth and goal?
Every time Darius Slayton touched the ball.
Okay. What was your favorite play in the Commanders game, Dub D?
Bill's touchdown because I got 6 fantasy points.
Bang. Shout out to Bill. I don't know how to handle the fantasy community. I tried to tell people this in training camp preseason. Like, it's going to be a committee. They're going to roll with a committee.
And people get mad.
And yesterday, C-Rod hadn't been active yet. He's your first back. He got the first four carries probably. Bill did have they ran a really nice play. I thought that was a really smart design to deal with Crosby. Because you didn't see Crosby singled up very much, but there was a clear pre-snap where you're like, okay, Crosby's got Connerly one-on-one. And Jaden was in shotgun with Bill to his right. Crosby's
there.
You
mean Mariota was in shotgun?
Yes. Yes, I do. Mariota's in shotgun with Bill to his right, and Crosby's there on the right side staring down Connerly, and you're like, oh, boy. So you're thinking, all right, Bill's going to have to help here. Play starts. Crosby gets off the ball fast as hell, and it was just – it was a perfectly timed little slip screen. Bill just drops just below it. Mariota gets him the ball, and it's a nice little gainer.
Yeah.
And I thought Cliff had a hell of a day yesterday. They clearly showed a commitment to the run game that they didn't in Green Bay. Game situations also dictate a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
They ran the hell out of the football. Now, the McNichols 60-yarder certainly helps, but they finished 32 for 201. That's 6.3 a carry.
Yeah.
If you back out McNichols' big run, which you shouldn't, but if you do, you're at 31 for 140, which is still, I don't know, what is that, 4.4 yards per carry?
Yeah.
And
up there.
I just think
that's closer to 5. 31 for 140. That's right.
4.5, whatever. Six,
yeah.
They ran the ball really well. I thought the offensive line performed well. I want to talk about changes to the offensive line and some stuff that surprised people. But for me, just because everything has been, I love the Debo kick return, the Lane, the Luke, the Terry, like all the McNichols, all the big plays. I loved Mariota's just calmness throughout the game. But the play that really stood out to me, Armstrong was really good. Wagner had two sacks.
Wagner was rolling yesterday.
Wagner
looked like he was fast yesterday.
They had a great stat about Wagner. I'm going to see if I can find it. I think that was his first. So Wagner had his first two sack game.
In his career?
Yeah. No. Not in his career. First time he's had two sacks in a game since week four of 2023. So 2 years, almost to the number.
Yeah.
But the play, I wouldn't call this my favorite play, but the play that will go kind of unremembered, if you will, the Von Miller sack. He showed.
Now he came off of that
juice.
Thing so fast,
though. It was.
What did he say when he got here? I wake up and rush the passer.
That was really impressive.
He had Ben lean everything, bro.
Dude, I thought that was a heck of a play from Von Miller. Because, you know, like, Dorrance was getting pressures throughout. Bobby was able to get home twice. Javonte Jean-Baptiste did a really good job of getting Geno down, and it was behind the line, so it was a sack. But also, Geno had room to run there if JB doesn't get to him. But that Von Miller sack, just, it was like a little glimpse, a reminder of like, oh, snap. Von Miller's.
You know
what I mean? And we hadn't seen that much of that. And you're like, oh, gosh, that dude still has crazy speed. Logan Paulson's going to join us at 11. I want to talk about the offensive line, the changes that happened yesterday, kind of the surprise that a lot of folks weren't expecting. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley on a Victory Monday.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token tonight for the Baltimore Ravens and the Detroit Lions game. All right, you can take a Derrick Henry anytime touchdown with the Lamar Jackson overpassing or rushing and Amon-Ra St. Brown over receiving yards. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Not all the news yesterday was awesome. Last week, Washington put cornerback Jonathan Jones on the IR. Will Harris was ruled out quick when he got injured. I believe that was in the second quarter. It's been reported that he broke his fibula. And it's also now been reported from a bunch of people. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN had it first that Washington's bringing in Darnell Savage for a workout today. Darnell Savage played his college ball at University of Maryland. He a Terp.
Maryland.
He was also in Green Bay when Jason Simmons was in Green Bay. Jason Simmons is, I think, what's his title? Assistant D coordinator?
He's a pass game coordinator.
Yeah.
Pass game coordinator.
So, not great there. Lattimore left with a concussion evaluation. Percy got banged up. Amos got bagged up. Lot going on in the secondary. We'll have to hear from Dan Quinn later this afternoon. DQ set to speak to the media at 3:30. I'm guessing we get very little definitive information except about Harris. If Harris has a broken leg, they're going to have to put him on IR. There's no point in kind of waiting around on that, on announcing that. And frankly, when it's tendons and ligaments and stuff, you got to wait and do an MRI once the swelling goes down. When it's a bone, you know pretty quick.
Yep.
Because there's an X-ray machine across the hall from the locker room. So they probably knew before.
I already know.
Yeah. They probably knew last night.
Yeah.
Which is probably why Rapp reported it. The other bit, you also had this Terry injury, which as soon as we can get more info about that, we will share it. The biggest change yesterday, though, came on the offensive line, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wiley starts over Allegretti. I thought Wiley played well. And then on the left, at the left guard position, Brandon Coleman was inactive. And that news came out. A commander spokesman, we got word that it was not injury related for Coleman. I don't love how when the reporting comes out that it wasn't injury related, there's all this like, oh, is it disciplinary? Like, I know, Brandon, that dude is not a disciplinary.
Yeah.
Like, now,
but that's the thing about
you never know. Crazy things can happen.
Some people just want to ask all kind of outlandish-ass questions and stuff. Just don't ignore them. I mean, I choose not to waste my time on stupidity. I used to do it. I don't do it anymore.
DQ was asked about Coleman after the game. I think it was Grant that asked him. and Dan made clear we're all about competition. I'm reading now. We really made as competition the biggest part of it. This is the decision to go inactive with Coleman. We made both spots at guard with Allegretti and Brandon. They're a big part of what we do, but that is the central theme of what we're at. And so we're still in the early days here to get going, and competition's part of who we are in all ways, all shapes, and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So inside at guard, hey, we're going to go a different way. Doesn't mean when we're where we're at for not making any statement or message. Trust me on that. This is what we're doing right today, and we'll keep digging. That's what competing is about. You just keep battling to find it, and we'll continue to do that.
You ultimately want the best five on the field at any given time, any given week. If he wasn't one of the best five this week, then guess what? You sit. I don't know why people get so, like, attached to a person just because. I want you to play well.
I think Chris Paul had a good camp, had a good preseason. Chris Paul looks stronger. He's in his fourth year in the NFL. Like, he should look stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did look stronger. Honestly, you get it from Pete Carroll. If anybody's ever watched or read up on Carroll, that's his thing going back to the USC days with the Trojans. Intense competition all the time. And it's not in a way to drag each other down. It's in a way to build everyone up to be their best.
You get accustomed to trying to give your outright best every damn play you out there. What happens sometimes when you have coaches where these are my starters, no matter what, guys get complacent, they get lazy, they don't push as hard, and you begin to, it's just like a golf game. When you don't practice your golf game and you just keep playing, you start making adjustments to move back and forth, but you don't get better. You don't get more consistent. So the same thing happens. And if the guy starts to get a little lax, a little complacent, maybe putting somebody else in the game that worked better than him that week, make him come back the next week and work a little harder, don't you think?
Yeah.
But and we go back to 2 years ago when he made the comment about Paul, that he's very dense. It was a laughing point for most people.
It wasn't meant that way.
I know, but when you really start thinking about that, just like a nose guard that's hard to move, he's a guard that's hard to move, and he can move you. So if it helps out a running game, play him.
Totally. I think the concern around Coleman going to the bench, like, if they're better, that is
hey, man.
That is off-season conversation. You know what I mean? Like,
I see
no problem.
If
it's better on the field.
Yeah, if you make a move in that situation and your team goes out and rush for 201 like they did yesterday, what the hell are we talking about?
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
So, nah.
I think Wiley getting the call, it's been interesting because I think a lot of people thought Wiley was going to start over Connerly, and that is not how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was pretty obvious they were going to keep riding with Connerly. I think it even got reported that Connerly was getting benched last week for Wiley, which was inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. But the thing about it, Jay, the thing with Connerly, he's a young guy who basically got whipped by one of the best players in the league. One who many people think may be one of the best in history. Everybody gets beat by him. But also, we talked about Cliff having a better game plan to help him out. They did that yesterday. You know? And as he goes far, I don't know who expected him to step on the field and automatically just be perfect. And you back-to-back weeks when you got a Micah Parsons and then a Crosby coming up, I wouldn't think the guy who's been in the league 10 years would be perfect in that situation.
Right.
You know? But it's like people get these narratives and mindsets, but they don't ever think about reality. You're going to struggle some in the NFL. I don't give a damn who you are, how good you are. You will struggle in this league until you find out how to consistently get it worked out. And you get like some of these older players, as people always want to say, when you learn to play the game in a mental way. You know, study the hell out of some film. Know what guys like to go to. Know what they like to attack. And find out a way to defend that.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Logan Paulson will join us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.